Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's one thing I've learned on the Lead Her Ship tour. It's that there's always room for a teachable moment. Like when I ordered breakfast at the Radisson in Missoula, Montana, there was a bellhop who didn't put the tray off to the right, far enough side. And I bumped my knee as I was coming across this. And then I said, could you take a little constructive criticism? Because it's always good.
Always.
And the teachable moment was, he said yes. And then later I got him fired. And it was a teachable moment because he learned that you can't fuck with Captain Sandy.
You can't
fuck teachable with moments. Captain Sandy. I'm so sick of her and her fucking teachable moments.
As soon as she said teachable moment,
I screamed.
Because I realized you would scream.
It's like she read a leadership book in the late 80s and just took every phrase like it's a new phrase and sang it.
And then wrote one herself in the early 20s.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yo, this is Below Dick Mediterranean.
This is Below Dick Mid. Season 7, episode 7, for tooth's sake.
For tooth's sake.
I've never had a tooth infection, have you?
The awful tooth.
I know.
What does that mean? For tooth's sake. It's supposed to be like for truth's sake?
For truth's sake. Yeah, it should have been the awful tooth. I agree.
but the awful tooth. Why am I writing your episode titles for you?
Yeah, because
the awful tooth. That's your episode title.
For penis sake, that makes sense because it's Pete's. For Pete's sake.
But why penis?
It's a P word. That's why you use.
But how is penis related to this subject matter at all?
It always comes into play for me.
That's true. I'll accept that.
But I was
I'll
just trying to
answer.
I was trying to use for tooth's sake, it should be for Pete's sake. Or like,
I'm bored of this. Can we please move on?
All right. Well.
I've said all I need to say about the matter. Y'all, that's a good way to handle life. When you're tired of something, do like Dieter on Sprockets, the old Saturday Night Live thing. Your conversation has become tiresome.
Tiresome.
And just tell some, like, can we talk about something else?
I'm having a Diet Dr. Pepper, and it's going to kick in a minute.
We are remote, but goat. I wish I had some caffeine. I'm a little draggy today.
You can get some later. We are remote, but goat. Poodles in Los Angeles. I'm in Dallas, Texas at Podcast Movement. So I'll be here all week.
Join the movement. What's their slogan?
Fuck off. We heard you the first time. I don't know.
Some host you are.
Yeah, I know. I'm emceeing this motherfucker. So if you're a podcaster, come say hi. If you're not, don't show up here because it'll be weird if you're not a podcaster and you just show up to say hi.
Hey, I love you.
Don't do that. That'll
What's
be
your
weird,
podcast. Though? I don't have one.
We have some people from Acast, two of my favorite people, Ryan and Tiffany from, you know, Ryan and Tiffany, they're going to be
here.
And I promised them, I said, have y'all ever been to Dallas before? And they're like, never. And I'm like,
I'm taking
you to the roundup.
Yes.
Yes.
What are they going to do to Ryan at that bar?
Oh, bless his
Tiffany
ass.
Will love it. But
Tiffany will love it. I'm so excited. So we're going to be doing that. So it's good times. And not telling my mother about this trip because she's 45 minutes away and I just saw her a month ago.
Good for you.
So when she got tipsy on margaritas at our live show and talked at everyone like it was a beauty pageant.
Yeah, she was kind of acting like the wife of the mayor or something.
It was sweet. I enjoyed it.
I'm not there because I don't like networking with people.
You don't. When are
it's
you going
the worst
to see
thing
your...
in the world. Probably late next week.
Boy, you keep putting this off. You were supposed to be gone last week, and then you're supposed to be gone this week.
I'm putting it off because eventually it'll become Christmas, and then I'll just go anyway.
So does your mom think you're coming? Have you even told her?
No, I keep saying I'm checking on it. But I misdirect her as soon as she asks me, because I'm like, so how's my brother doing? And she's like, you know, what's he doing now? And so then it's...
You just mentioned your sister-in-law or Aunt Jane.
We're off and running. Yeah, it's misdirecting her is quite easy. So she just... Or I talk about how's dad? And I was like, we had another thunderstorm and he had to stay inside the whole afternoon. I swear to God, I've almost hit him upside the head with a lamp. Talking to me about things.
Your mom really needs her space.
She'd be really happy living by herself. We're a lot alike. I know that's shocking for a lot of people.
Shocking. Does she just say to him sometimes, Father Poodle, stop talking?
Yeah, you know, I don't think she listens anymore. So she's just, but when I'm there and he's talking, my mother looks at me and goes, like rolling her eyes or just throws her head up and goes like,
I've seen her do that to me when she was. I feel like when you were in the coma, she needed some gay son. So
yeah, she needed an audience.
She just acted like I was you, and she would roll your eyes at your dad all the time.
It is so awful.
She would say something, and she would say, I don't believe that, Matt. Do you? Like, I was supposed to agree with her, and I would be like in front of your parents going,
welcome to my entire childhood, which is. Positioning, having to choose which parent you've just believed in. What do you think, boys? Do you think your father is blah, blah, blah?
Yes.
And we're like, I love both of you. Yeah, that's, you all, of course you would say that.
She said once, your dad said, she went, that sounds crazy to me. Does that sound crazy to you, Matt?
Yeah, it's that kind of divide and conquer thing. It was pretty diabolical. That was my whole life, is my mother saying, can you believe this? What do you boys think? I'm like this.
Then she sent him on an errand to clean your car, and I drove her in my car, and we went to get you a good blanket because the hospital, or you didn't have any at home.
That's yeah, I didn't said. Have a good blanket.
Yes. And we just walked around Bed Bath & Beyond for 2 hours, and she told me how expensive everything was, and she can't believe people paid for this.
Oh, it was kind of nice for you to be in my shoes for a little bit.
It was. You should have seen her when we went through the scented candle section.
Oh, she coughed. She coughed.
Get me out of here. Get me out of here. Who wants this? That's what she said.
That is eerily accurate. Get me out of here.
We've got to move on. I'm sorry.
We have to.
You know what? I just told a Mother Poodle story.
You did.
I did. What's your first fucking tea
Before
bag,
Before we
Poodle?
Do that, let's talk about our live show. Y'all, the Double It Tour is on sale. Tickets went on sale Friday. You're probably hearing this Tuesday or Wednesday, something like that. But we, New York, Chicago, Atlanta, DC, and Tampa.
Tamps. I'm calling it Tamps.
I don't think anyone does that.
I like it. I'm going to Tamps.
I still think that sounds like a great reality show name.
Tamps?
Like, yeah. That's like people who think they're cool in Tampa.
Oh.
We already had Tampa Bays about the lesbian. I watched about
some
three episodes, and they said it got better near the end, but there was one lesbian who, every time she was on the screen, her voice bothered me so much, I wanted to, like, claw my skin. So I think that prevented me from...
Okay.
Yeah. And I thought the first two episodes were so boring, and I fell asleep through them. But
I should... I would watch them because that ain't no drama like lesbian drama.
I know, but it had to slowly escalate. It also felt fake to me. It felt really fake. Anyway, it's also Tampa, so I really couldn't care about it.
But yes, we're going to be there. I'm excited. We're excited to go to Florida as y'all came for Poodle and. Florida VIPs, Tampa's already sold out the VIP.
The show's almost sold out. There's about 10, 12 more tickets sold out. So I would say get those tickets now or don't come crying to me when you couldn't see a show.
If you want VIP for all of our shows, except for New York City, they're all running low. DC, Atlanta, all of them. So
don't wait if your husband's going to go with you or not. Just buy the tickets.
I'm going to say this too, just from looking, y'all. Atlanta will sell out, and I bet Atlanta will sell out sooner than later, probably in several weeks. So if you're thinking of the ATL and you haven't talked to your husband about this or made up a lie to tell your
child care,
you better fucking do it now.
Made up a lie.
Whatever. I don't know
normalize leaving out details with your partner.
Yes.
They don't need to know everything.
They don't need to know.
They don't know. They need to know you bought VIP tickets because I guarantee you,
he's flouncing gay men.
He spent his money on something else that was stupid.
Yes.
And this is seeing us, and you like us.
Yes, and we love you.
Well, I think we like you.
There's that. Anything else? Any other announcements?
No,
I don't think so.
Let's get to this. This was a snooze, to be honest. We talked about this in a second. This episode was a snooze. I think we're gonna get more fireworks next week.
I didn't see it as a snooze. It's more of I saw it as a build-up episode because this was actually, I think, an episode where we got a reveal of a little bit more of characters and who they are, I feel like.
Oh, maybe you're right. It was a little bit going behind the curtain a bit.
Yeah.
Like we learned a little bit more who Natalia is, that
wasn't
she's
pretty.
Yeah. And we also learned that Storm is a pirate with a heart of gold and Natalia is just not that deep. She's not that deep.
I want to say, I think Natalia's a mean girl.
She kind of was being that way.
I think she's a mean girl.
We're going to talk about that a little bit later. I was kind of shocked by how horrible she was to Kyle with his tooth.
Let's talk about that. That was my first teabag is someone who is so horrible. I at first, when she said...
Have you had tooth pain, y'all? It is the worst thing you can have.
I've had a little bit, but nothing like I've heard it is completely debilitating.
And it just, everything in you needs, like, you can't ever be comfortable. You're miserable.
You chipped your tooth on a dick? Is that what you did?
No. I actually once had my, my cousin was playing with a pool cue. We were playing with pool cues, and he hit my mouth and popped tooth off, and it had to be a root canal.
Ouch.
It hurt really bad.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
That's not as fun as being chipping it on a dick.
No, it's not. No. And it's not as admirable. You know, I would have respected that, but just playing with the kids, be more careful.
No, I was a child. I was like 8.
Should have known.
And Aunt Jane came downstairs like, oh no, you broken Chaper's tooth. Why would you do that? That's not how she talks, but it kind of is.
It kind of
is. Why would you do that?
She's very
melodious in her voice.
Don't tell your mother, but I've decided I want to meet Aunt Jane.
Oh, she'd be fun. You know what? You'd learn a lot.
I feel like I would have. She's interesting. I feel like her and
she's Father Poodle's sister.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That says something right there.
Yeah.
So did you think Natalia was kidding? I thought she was kidding when she said, like, well, maybe we can take part of the tip. You won't get as much. Like,
the thing about it is,
I thought she was actually kidding. Who does this?
It's cruel, though, yes. That type of kidding. Like, she should have, and I think she's one of those people who, she says, I don't do it, people who say, I don't do emotions. And when some people mean it, ironically, like I do, because I do have emotions. I know that's a shock to some
Shocker.
Of you.
Shocker.
But I think she actively tries not to have them. And I think she thinks it makes her infinitely cooler to do that, gives her such an edge. But this is not a time when you need to do that. This is someone who's in really bad distress. And I think it's that her and Kyle always are cutting with one another like that. But this is, read the room. She could tell he was not doing well.
Well, and good for Kyle for telling her to shut the, he said, like, just shut off. The fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck up. And Natalia's like, she's saying, well, what do you else want me to do? I've set the table. I did the service. Because she's down there in the laundry. He said, I'm doing the laundry. And she basically is shaming him. I think this is what I got from, tell me if I'm wrong, Poodle, but she finished everything she needed to do. So she wanted to go down and do Kyle's job to shame him, to say, you're not working quick enough, so I'm doing your job too.
What it seemed like.
What a fucking shitty thing to do. Fuck off, woman.
I think we're also getting to the point where being on this boat for long enough, we're starting to see who she is.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of niceties left. And she's has too many sharp edges. And for some people, you can be around those people for a while, but then when you're around them more and more, they start cutting you. It's that sharp. And
I'm familiar.
It's sad that Storm is in with her now, because what we heard, you guys, the Storm has never hooked up with another person on a boat. I think he would tell her if he had. I'm shocked he hasn't.
I'm shocked he hasn't either.
But she was saying things like, you're getting too emotional. You're getting too emotional. Y'all, that is criticizing someone for getting, yes, I think it's not like he was saying lovey-dovey things to her. He was just saying nice things. Now, what she could have said instead of that was, you know what, let's just have our fun right now. Let's just do, instead of criticizing him in an almost dehumanizing way of saying, you know, men don't get emotional. You shouldn't get emotional.
Oh, yeah. It was really sexist, and it was also very, it was very shaming. She just does a lot of shaming. How did you feel about the way, because this is, sorry, going on, but it's part of it. How did you feel about the way Tosh handled the situation with Kyle and Natalia just fighting around her?
What a symbol of her avoidance.
Boy.
And now, you guys, now it's actually transferring to her professional life, too.
She's a terrible boss.
She's awful.
The
thing about it is, I think she's great when it's just her, but managing two people, unless everything is perfect, she's fine. But when something, she cannot handle conflict. She will run for the hills. She will expect them to work it out.
Yeah.
And the fact that she did not say, okay, Kyle, I think Natalia is a little annoyed that she's been having to handle your work. We get it. And also, Natalia, Kyle's really feeling like shit right now. She should this
cut
is,
him a
this
break. Is,
you need to get up. In the middle of stuff like this.
And even if she didn't want to validate them, even if she had the managerial style of, you guys, cool it, shut the fuck up, we're working right now.
Right.
Save this for later. I wouldn't have agreed with that, but at least that would have been something.
She heard it and turned tail and ran.
And said, I'm going to let you work this all out.
And then texted her ex, now her on again boyfriend. The whole time.
It was baffling that I was baffled that she didn't say anything.
I think you said earlier that we're seeing more people who people are. I think this is turning out. I think Tosh is a really messy person.
She, mark my words, she's going to end up coming for Natalia's leadership. Natalia's going to end up coming for Tasha's leadership.
Probably. I agree with you.
I think that's going to end up happening because we're only 7 in. We're not even halfway.
We're like about a third of the way through. Less than yeah. Over a third. Yeah.
That's going to
be. We got about 18 episodes.
Ooh, yeah, she's not going to make it. What's your next teabag, Poods?
My next one is, what does this say? Oh, that we covered most of what I said. Oh, y'all, our arch enemy, the Stabilizers, are back. Now, I had a thought.
Laughed.
This is a little conspiratorial, but I was like, what if this whole show is like the Truman Show? Whenever the producers think things are getting like a little dull, Ed Harris like says, turn on the stabilizers. Turn off the stabilizers. Woo. And engage the swells. And
that's true.
It's all like it's all meta. It's all a world that's being performed somewhere for our entertainment.
I think a light bulb's going to fall on Captain Sandy's head.
No, she has nightly communications with Ed Harris.
Oh, she talks to
him. So she knows about it all.
Ed Harris was so hot in that movie. Oh,
I love
He's
Ed Harris.
He's still hot now.
He is.
If you don't want to be dicked down by Ed Harris with
some beads of
sweat off the top of his head just dripping down
Pollock.
On you. While he looks at you and just says, I love you,
just
baby.
Like spotting up his canvas, just like basically spooging all over his canvas.
Yeah, instead of paint, it's just semen just going blop, 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 blop.
Yeah, I know your paintings look like, as the critics said, yeah, your paintings look like splotches. I know. Sorry, now we're getting into art criticism. I went too far. I'm sorry.
You went too far. We're going to take a commercial and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my
important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Welcome to the first annual Seamen Spelling Bee. Here today is our first contestant, Poodle. Hello, little Poodle.
Hello.
Little Poodle, please spell, please use or spell this word, Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Yes.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Kimberly was one of the charter guests and her name was spelled incorrectly.
Let's see. K H I M B U R L E I G H. Apostrophe.
That is correct. That is correct. No, did you see that?
It was appalling. But and I kind of looked at it, and I was writing something else, and I looked down again, and I was like, I can't even address that. So thank you for bringing it up.
Y'all, K-I-M-B-E-R, even the way you just spelled it was actually someone was trying to do something.
Yeah.
It would have been wrong, but they were trying to do something. This poor mother said, hey, instead of Kimberly with a Y, we're just going to put L-E-E at the end.
Yeah, Kimberly. Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Lee.
Because that's how you pronounce it, Kimberly, right?
Kimberly. Yeah.
Wow.
I've given up. It was a minor infraction in the naming committee.
Okay.
But compared to some of the others I've been seeing recently, I'm very upset about this new Game of Thrones sequel, because it's going to mean we're going to get another generation of Daenerys and Rhaegan and Friggan and other vowels combined with one another.
I haven't watched it yet, but I heard it's good.
I haven't watched it either.
So I'm going to watch.
Aren't Ronnie and Ben covering that for Crappens?
Thank you.
I love that they're doing that.
I just was going to bring that up.
I'm sure it'll be fun.
I don't know if it's under their Watch What Crappens feed, but go to watchwhatcrappens.com or follow them on Insta or Twitter.
They are covering it. I know that.
I actually think they would be, really, well, they're funny at everything.
No, they will. I'm just saying I can't wait to hear how they handle it. Because I don't think you can do the same Housewives impressions.
No, but we haven't done anything scripted in a long time. I don't even know
how
to do that. I wonder if Jonathan Van Ness is going to be doing what he did for Game of Thrones, because God, that was the best.
I think he's moved on.
He should, though.
Yeah, but I think his brand is very, very different now.
I guess so. That's what I do enjoy his hair care.
Because I think he's, how do I say this? I think he's not funny anymore. I think he's more like up with everything,
you know,
inspirational.
What? It does seem like it's like he doesn't want to be funny. I mean, he's funny. I really like him. So don't get me wrong. He's funny just in the humanity of himself, of who he is. But yeah, that Game of Thrones was tell somebody like they wrote jokes and like.
No, it was actual jokes. And it was,
he didn't do that anymore.
I just think that's not his brand anymore.
No, he does like ice skating in public and like public speaks to people.
Yeah, I think that's what he wants to do more. And
all right.
Yeah.
Good for you, JVN. Gymnastics.
If you ever start to do that,
dude,
we're going to have to split up. If you decide you want that to be your brand, and we won't be able to do the podcast.
This one guy said this, and I kind of appreciated it. I was at like a hosting thing years ago, and somebody said, "Well, my brand is," and he said, "Oh, please, you don't know what the fuck your brand is because you're not famous. No one knows who you are." He said, "Your brand finds you. You don't make your brand."
Oh, that's a read, but I like it.
I kind of think it's true because. Y'all, I would have told you like 5 or 6 years ago that I hated reality TV.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. But 90 Day got me into it because 90 Day was this docuseries. Well, it was. This
You're
kind
welcome.
Of docuseries. No, Jackie, Sissy Jackie got us into 90 Day.
I you was the one her- who wanted you to do reality, though.
You wanted to do reality, but you wanted to do just stuff like Below Deck or something, which you ended up getting me into.
But no, I had to drag you kicking and screaming to watch reality shows.
I'm sorry, though. Admit I'm going to give it to Jackie. Jackie did it first. She got me into 90 Day Fiancé. I won't let you have this.
But she I was the first. One who told you to, we would kill at reality, and you said, no.
I don't remember that. So what's your next tea bag? What's your next tea bag, Poots?
Thank you. You'll never admit I was right.
What?
Where am I?
I ask myself that daily.
The basically the next thing I have is just the whole tooth thing with Captain Sandy saying you. It was such a strange way to say it. I think you need to see a dentist. It was like she looked in his mouth and it looked like it was all crooked and gnarled teeth. And she's like,
yeah,
man, you got to see a dentist. But it was a weird thing to say. And they couldn't see the dentist. So he had to go to the hospital.
They ended up removing, he said, two teeth.
My other thing was, so I guess you're going to be on lots of painkillers. So why not let's go get blasted and drink later? I was like, maybe take a night off, Kyle. Even your boy Poods takes a night off after having teeth removed.
Yeah, because you could get like dry sockets and shit
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, you get dry sockets.
Which is more painful. And then in this next episode, it looks like he's going to try to suck some guy's dick. So that's
boy,
not...
he's going to... Yo, don't do this.
That guy looks hot, though, that's hitting on him. I can't blame
he's
him.
He's too twinky.
He didn't look twinky. He was muscly.
No, but he was twunky.
He was twunky. I'll give you a twunky.
Yeah. Twunky is twinky. The stage past twinky, y'all.
Yeah.
When you twink too long, you twunk.
It's twink. It's twink, twunk, band twunk. Director.
Hate his band director. That's at the end. Then costumer for theater.
Then costumer. Yes.
It all, or choreography.
It all. You know, it's
Circle
a good thing
of life.
It's a good thing I'm not good at fashion, or I could have been a costumer. Actually, you really could have been a costumer.
I could have, even though I'm not.
You don't have the patience for it, but yeah.
No.
So no.
I'm not good at anything that are gay jobs, except for being a bitch.
You're a fucking classical music director.
Yeah, but those are not stereotypical gay jobs. I'm saying not like choreography. Decorating, like those are the, or interior design. Like, that's what I'm saying.
You're wrong. It is a stereotypical gay. That's like me saying I did opera theater instead of musical theater because I thought opera was less gay when I was
in college. But there are musical directors who are straight. There's a lot of them. But
no, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I think why it makes you still so gay is that to be a straight male music director, you need to like usually... sexually harass women that are in your choir.
That's true. That usually happens.
And smell like cigarettes the entire time and be an alcoholic.
No, it is a gay job, but nowhere near as pervasive as like interior design or it's real estate.
How do you feel about Bradley Cooper playing Bernstein, by the way?
We've
never addressed that. That might be more Poodle's Broadway corner.
No, it's not Broadway at all because it's TV film.
It's
film. But. I understand what a lot of the Jewish community is saying. That
I do too. I understand.
He was known for his embracing of his Jewish heritage.
Yeah,
and it does feel
it's in his
a
fucking
little,
music.
Little Jew washing to
do.
Yeah, it's like a lot of his music is like the Chichester Psalms, like lots of things in Hebrew, and I'm shocked that it. I think. It's because Bradley Cooper spearheaded the project is the only reason that he wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. I think that helped his casting. I don't think he would have ever been cast had he not brought the project to someone.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not defending it, that casting, but I don't like it, honestly. I think
I don't
there are so many. In 2022, are you saying there's not – a Jewish actor. Now, that someone else will come back and say, "Well, it's acting. This is I'm an actor." But it is a little bit. I don't like it. I remember hearing about it and I went, "Bradley Cooper, what?"
But I think we are in that day and age, though, where when it comes to that, or like there's this conversation about gay characters being played by straight people. And I just think, like you just said, we're getting to a place where there's so many people that are gay that could do the job and do it well that, I mean, maybe
there just aren't that many Jewish people in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
It's tough.
It's tough.
It's tough to find them.
Maybe Uncoupled would have been.
There's not that many Jews in the arts.
Yeah, no. It's no. Yeah. Maybe Uncoupled would have been better with a straight man. Maybe that would have helped.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough to find them.
Tough.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. I'm off on tangents. This Dr. Pepper's kicking in. I'm sorry. Okay.
What's what's your next one? Sorry.
My next one is, I want to talk a little bit about why the fuck would Tosh tell Dave that she's getting back together with her ex?
Okay. There's one reason, and I don't like this reason. It's the cruelest way she could tell him to fuck off.
That's true. That I never thought about that. Like, because it's interesting. It looks like he's leaving her alone, but she tells Kyle in this episode, like, "I wish he would just leave me alone." So clearly he's not.
Yeah, I don't know if we're seeing everything.
Is it the cruelest or is it the only way she can tell him to fuck off?
But the thing is, it's easier to say, "Look, I don't want anything to have to do with you," but saying my ex takes all of the future, takes all the pressure off of her.
It doesn't
it's
actually
still
take
more avoidance stuff. It's no responsibility.
Yep. She's never said that. She's never said,
Tosh
that's
why
says,
it's cruel.
I feel, I want. She never says those statements. I need. There's never those statements. She just said, "Let's have space."
And
yeah,
she doesn't. She doesn't understand that that's the worst way. She's not thinking about his feelings at all. And I'm not saying that should be her main preoccupation, but you guys, she wanted a room with him. They had a fling. She now is saying we're going to be professional and blah, blah, blah. So instead of saying I'm back together with my ex, say, you know what we told Captain Sandy, I just need to say again, we're going to keep this. I really appreciate you keeping this professional with me, and I want to have a great charter season. And this makes me uncomfortable that you say things to me, like when you told me I look amazing, and that's it. You keep all of your shit about getting back together with your ex, which is going to be a disaster, and everyone knows it.
Mm-hmm.
And keep that shit out of sight. And it's unnecessary. It's unnecessary to get that in the middle of the situation that's already there. It's completely
Agreed.
Unnecessary.
Agreed.
So I was screaming and throwing things when she absolutely said, you know, so I'm getting back together with my ex. I'm like, fuck you. You just let the wound fester again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now Dave needs to fuck off. Let's be honest.
He does need to fuck off. Yes. He's again at when he gets kind of at this point when he's getting drunk and angry. I mean, he handled himself a little bit better, but you're just kind of like, dude, how many more signs do you need? Like at this point, you know better to just leave this alone. Like,
and
read
at the end,
the fucking signs.
And at the end, he's like, fuck Natasha, fuck this boat, fuck it all. I'm like, great. Okay. Anyway,
what's yours?
We talk about the storm and Natalie.
We did, but not enough. I have some stuff to say about that, actually.
Yeah.
Mainly, I have that like Storm is killing it as a bosun. Imagine if Ray Gunn had parked that boat in the night.
Oh, that! I love a good night docking, y'all. Just slipping into the dock. Just slipping on that cover to cover. friction on friction. Do, 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 a good do. Night docking.
Gonna be a sweet boat. Gonna be a night day in the night dock.
You're not circumcised. It's time to you got the prize on the night dock.
Ooh. Ooh, I'm surprised. That's your dick in my ass on the night dock.
Oh, y'all, if you don't know what docking is, you can Google it. You That's can. When a man's uncircumcised penis. A man's uncircumcised penis goes on either a circumcised penis or another uncircumcised penis and kind of docks like a ship's dock
you
with
like,
them.
You put the foreskin around the shaft, the yes. head of the other.
Yes. It's docking.
Carl! Carl!
Shooter, go get my captain hat.
Go get those, you know, how those Chinese handcuffs work?
Yeah. Shooter, go get my VHS of the Love Boat. I'm going to play it tonight.
We're going to have some fun time tonight, Carl.
Carl's wife loves the Love Boat, yet she still didn't realize that our theme to reality gaze is the Love Boat theme.
No, and she always was.
Someone just heard that right now and went, what?
Wait. Oh. And she loved the Captain Steuben and thought he was the sexiest guy. And she just wanted him as a husband.
She did. She did.
And he was a big queen.
Big queen. Big queen. So, yeah. So, Storm's doing. But, I mean, I know Storm fucked up with the walkie-talkie thing. But as Captain Sandy said, teachable moment. Because she, to Sandy, Captain Sandy's credit, she said, but I didn't tell you how to do that. You didn't know.
That's true. She did say that.
She did say that. And he is such a best. So I'm so proud of him. He's such a fucking better bosun.
I love him.
I know.
I love the deck crew.
And except for Natalia. Jason.
I have a feeling he's not long for this boat.
I don't think he is either. Yeah. And to see though that. To see that Natalia's being such so mean girl to him and such an asshole. And then when because she's talking about like Natalia talks about like she doesn't believe in love and all men cheated on her. So it's like whatever that she's like putting her shit on him. Yes. I feel like she's putting her shit on him. Whereas Storm is like, you know, my last relationship was 8 months. It was quite serious. She fell out in love with me and that was gnarly to go through. He said, but hey, I am who I am. I'm always all in 100%. I work super hard and I love super hard. And Jake wet his panties when he said that.
I flooded my basement.
I knew you did. When he said that, I bet you just.
Ooh. Y'all, he's got a good heart. That man. Oh, and the fact that he took her out for dinner to show her how serious he was.
Yeah.
Like. Maybe he is also one of those guys who is going to do nice things for you. And then like later on, but like she's being so avoidant here. And
yeah, she's horrible.
So there's two avoidant women on board.
Well, it's interesting. Service. It is a different way to see the difference of how people can be avoidant because people think of, oh, well, they don't want to talk about it, so they're avoiding. Well, no, also misdirecting and shaming people and attacking their character for their just stating their feelings.
This is a much crueler way than Tosh even did. Because I think Tosh was, in a weird way, Tosh was trying to save his feelings in a weird way.
Yeah, and, in a weird way, yeah.
I think
she thinks Tosh thinks she's doing something kind.
Right.
It's a shitty way to do it. Wouldn't Tosh and Natalia, they would totally have been mean girlfriends in high
together.
School.
Yeah.
And Tosh would have just been just trampled on by her all the time.
Yep. Yep.
This isn't like a full teabag. I just want to say Dave's food is so much better than Ryan's fucking basic bullshit on Below Deck Down Under right now.
Okay. Those apples that were fully edible.
I
did not like the color. The color kind of freaked me out. But I understand food dies, especially on a boat. You're not going to have everything. But fact that you could eat those apples completely, and it gave those basic bitches what they wanted from Studio 54. I want to say one thing about the charter women. I need to say that I love how women can hang out with each other and have such a good time without any men. And they can just have a great time without men stripping down and deckhands stripping down. And they can just have a great time just as friends and sisters.
It doesn't have to be like we have to exert our, which men have to do that. You know, it's rare. Men a lot of times will get together and they're like, we've got to go to a sports game or we have to go to like a strip club. And, but yes, there's, I love
all women, and they had such good fun.
I actually thought I would probably be friends with most of them. When the stabilizer went off and that Michelle woman just fucking bit it on the floor, I lost it.
I don't know. I liked these women a lot. They were basic, but they were fun.
I had them. Do you have another teabag, Pooch?
That's all I got.
Let's see. I talked about Storm. Do I have anything else? No, I think that's basically it. Jason is not long for this boat.
Jason's
face
like, I'm using my best material on these guys and these awful jokes and nothing's working. Part of the problem is Courtney and Z have worked together before. So you just need to be okay with that.
I don't think that's any of the problem. I think, I mean, maybe underneath he's a little jealous or something like that. But as far as his sense of humor, Jason's never had a sense of humor. He's just, Storm would try to kid around him and he just doesn't get it.
No, that kind of financy dude bro like stuff of I'm Alterna because I wear my little blouse and my painted toenails, that's going to wear off real quick.
He won't be on here by episode 10.
I agree. Maybe, yeah. Yeah,
maybe
I think
even
that's a
9.
Good, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
He's gone.
All right, everybody. Wait. Oh, do you think Dave is going to leave?
I think we've seen him threaten to leave a couple of times. I think Captain Sandy would convince him to stay.
I think she would convince him to stay, too.
Her whole reputation depends on how good the chef is.
And she loves him. I also think Dave might want to leave, but the masochist in him that needs to hate himself,
you're right,
would want to be there to be punished because that's a normal feeling for him to feel like shit.
Yeah, I think you got a point there. I think he's going to... And I think we're going to only see the situation between Tosh and Dave deteriorate, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. You can go to our Linktree link in our Instagram. And we just found out our TikTok, too.
I didn't see it. I looked.
It's literally right there at the top of the front. It's literally right there. I mean, it's okay.
We had to have our social media person, Caitlin, tell us.
Caitlin, y'all, we don't understand social media. I didn't know that the plus sign meant a post, and I looked at it for 20 minutes to try to post something once.
Oh, I did know that.
So I can't be – it was our link tree is right in the front, but I can't –
We are old.
We're old. But you can go to our link tree link to get tickets to our live shows. That's going to be, those are going to be selling out sooner than later. So make up your, again, call, if you're, call your girl squad or whoever, or if you don't want to go by yourself, post on the Instagram or post in the sissy squad and you'll probably find somebody to go with you.
There are actual pages for every show. So check those. They're pinned to the top. And if you write underneath those, I'm going by myself. Anybody else going? You meet a friend? You're a lot less likely to have someone approach you at the show.
it's true. But they're doing that on Instagram too. I see Sissy saying, I'm a Tampa Sissy going by myself at table five. And another one said, oh, I'm at table six. So y'all,
you will find friends. No one comes without meeting somebody they're sitting beside.
Poodle doesn't really meet them.
I've met a lot of your husbands.
Yeah. Let's just say it's a good thing he's going to have his second monkeypox by the time we go on tour. Otherwise, we'd have an outbreak.
I'm getting that on Wednesday. I'm getting it tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Instead,
can you imagine if you didn't have it? You would go out and suddenly they would say, we would hear on this is CBS News. Suddenly, monkeypox is not considered a quote, gay men's disease anymore. A batch of straight men from Washington, D.C. have gotten rampant monkeypox. And their wives have too.
See, it's not a gay disease anymore. You're welcome.
All this linked to a bathroom stall at an abandoned Chuck E. Cheese. Y'all, go to our link.
When you're here, you're family.
And on that note, yeah, I think so. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, have a good week. And
anchors again.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.